The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Seattle Seahawks refused to allow a lot of drama yesterday. Both of them jumped to big early leads. Both won their conference championships, and both are going to the Super Bowl. It'll be the sixth Super Bowl appearance for the Steelers and the first for the Seahawks. Commentator John Feinstein was watching the games. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
You surprised that these two games were both one-sided?
Yes, I think most people are. Since the dominant teams in football the last couple of years, the New England Patriots, the Indianapolis Colts, were both beaten last week, I think the sense was that there was nobody left who could dominate a game the way the Steelers dominated the Denver Broncos, jumping to a 24-3 halftime lead, and the way the Seahawks dominated the Carolina Panthers even more, leading 34-7 in the fourth quarter. So I think that the fact that the games were non-competitive is a big surprise. The two winners are not that big a surprise because the Steelers were certainly on a roll coming in, and the Seahawks had been unbeaten at home all year, as were the Broncos, by the way, before yesterday, and played that, and the Seahawks lived up to that. The Broncos did not.
John, I want to ask about something about the Steelers' defense. Two straight games, people have been watching the Steelers have a lead in the fourth quarter. The other team has been trying desperately to come back. They've decided to go for it on a fourth down. And on both occasions, the quarterback for the opposing team didn't even get to throw the ball. He drops back and he's crushed. I mean, that was impressive defense under pressure, two straight weeks.
Yeah, their defensive coordinator, Dick LeBeau, who was a great defensive back in the 60s with the Detroit Lions, is very aggressive in those situations. And you're right, on both those plays, he came with what they call a blitz package, meaning they brought players other than their linemen into the backfield and surprised the other team by doing so. Last week, the Colts, this week, the Broncos, and they made big plays.
Which is the reason that the Steelers are now the lowest seed, as I understand, to ever reach the Super Bowl. Is that right? The first sixth
seed?
That's
exactly right. They're the first since they went to a 12 teams making the playoffs, six out of each conference in 1990. The Steelers are the first team to be the number six seed in their conference to get through. And what that means they did is they won on the road three straight weeks. They went and won it at Cincinnati, at Indianapolis, and at Denver. You play the entire regular season to try to get home field advantage, as the Seahawks did in the other conference. The Steelers didn't do that. They barely sneaked into the playoffs by winning their last four games, and yet they get on a roll at the right time, and now they're in the Super Bowl.
And of course, the Super Bowl will be in Detroit, which is not the home field for either team, but it'll feel like the home field for Jerome Bettis of the Steelers.
No question. Grew up in Detroit. He's played in the NFL for 13 years. He may very well retire. He has hinted at that all year. He almost didn't come back last year. He's had injuries. For a running back to last this long is very unusual. And if the Steelers win, it would be one of those poetic, you can't write this script for Hollywood endings for Jerome Bettis. And remember, Steve, a week ago, he was almost the GOAT when he fumbled against Indianapolis on the goal line at the end of that game, and Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback, saved him with the tackle and then the missed field goal by the Colts.
Okay, we've been blathering about the Steelers, which makes some people on our staff very, very happy, I assure you. But let's talk about the Seahawks. Let's not forget them. Why is it that some people feel, it just feels like a surprise that they've made it this far, even after the great season that they've had?
Well, it does, in part because they were a mediocre team last year. They barely sneaked into the playoffs. Mike Holmgren, the coach who coached the Green Bay Packers to a Super Bowl title in 1997, was stripped of his general manager duties. I don't think anybody thought of them as the dominant team in the NFC, but Steve, there was no dominant team in the NFC this year, and they did go undefeated at home. They played a relatively light schedule. They didn't play especially well last week against the Washington Redskins, but they saved their best game for the conference championship. They were dominant from the start.
Now, very briefly, regarding the losers, how tough is it to lose this game at this step?
I think this is the hardest game to lose because you don't get to go to the Super Bowl. You don't get to say you were a conference champion. You had a great season, 14-4 for Denver, 14-5, excuse me, for the Panthers. And yet people will look back and say, yeah, but you didn't get to the big game. So you have to come back next year as if you accomplished nothing, when in fact you accomplished quite a bit.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Next Man Up, A Year Behind the Lines in Today's NFL.